This is Northwest News from KPLU. Health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer had a very particular brush with aging after he became a parent, and it happened on the playground. He decided to investigate the science behind it for our weekend show, Sound Effect.
I'm joined now by senior producer Arwen Nix. Hey, Arwen.
Hi, Gabriel.
Are you feeling fully recovered from your swing trauma?
No, not fully, but I'm here.
Okay, well, we're going to try and get to the bottom of this question that I had, which is namely that after I had kids, I discovered that little kids can swing endlessly and enjoy themselves the entire time. And I thought, well, geez, I should give this a try, too. I remember liking swinging when I was a kid. And so I had occasion to actually sit on a swing and try it and discovered I can do it for about 30 seconds before I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hate it.
So, yeah, I wanted to know, I mean, are we weird or are there more out there like us? So I started talking to other parents on the playground, and I asked them how long their kids like to go on the swings.
Oh, they can go for 20 minutes from now.
Probably 15 minutes if someone's there, and we'll give him underdogs.
She could go probably a half hour if she wants.
Mom gets tired of it much sooner than they do. They could sit on this, I don't even know how long.
Sometimes it feels like hours if you're pushing.
Forever. He never gets tired of it.
That is awful.
Only you would say that. Well, I know what you mean, though. So I started to ask these parents if they themselves had had a chance to try out the swings lately and how that experience went.
Not as fun as I remember it being when I was his age.
How long before you were like, okay, I've had enough?
A solid minute.
After I had a child, it's like, whoa, I can't do these anymore.
I do get a little dizzy sometimes.
Suddenly the swings make you a lot more sick than they used to. All this play equipment, like these spinny things, oh, it makes me want to vomit.
Have you tried it out?
Yeah, same thing. I get really dizzy.
Yeah. You got dizzy, and how long could you stand it before you had to get off?
Like 10 seconds, if that.
So I should say that not everybody had this reaction. Some people liked the swings just fine. I even saw one actual adult swinging voluntarily, but most, I would say the majority at least, reacted the way that you and I did.
So it seems like most of the people have some sort of change. I myself have always had an aversion to the swings. I would much rather be in the library than on the playground. But is it that something for the rest of you changes?
Well, that is what I wanted to know. You know, what changes as you get older? And specifically, I was figuring, you know, maybe it's something in your inner ear, which is where your vestibular system is, the thing that helps you balance. I thought maybe something changes in there that makes you less able to tolerate this kind of motion that you get on swings. So I wanted to know what happened scientifically. And I called this guy Bernie Cohen, who is an expert on balance disorders and motion sickness at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. And in our conversation, I was a little surprised to learn that, first off, it's probably not something physical. It's probably something more neurological, because kids are born with really excellent vestibular systems that don't change all that much. And secondly, that the science has not really figured this out yet.
If you look to see what the scientific basis for it is, it's not there. And I think that the reason may be it's very difficult to do those kinds of experiments with children. I mean, parents don't want to, you know, subject their kids to motion sickness.
Yes, indeed. What kind of monster would subject their child to such merciless experimentation with motion sickness?
Who are you?
I'm Oliver.
How old are you?
4.
How do you know me?
Because you were my daddy.
So I took Oliver to the Balance and Dizziness Center at the University of Washington Medical Center to subject him and me to a few tests.
So wait, does Oliver even like to swing?
Oh, yeah, totally. He loves to swing. He loves to spin around in office chairs until he feels sick. He loves to go on the merry-go-round. He likes to be tickled until he pees. He loves all that stuff.
So what are these tests like? What was he doing?
Okay, so there's a handful of them. And we only did a few of them, but one was actually a pretty good simulation of a spinning office chair. It was basically a chair that spins you around in a darkened booth. One really cool one was you lay down on a hospital bed and they blow warm and cold air in your ears. And doing that makes you feel like you're spinning. And in fact, it can make you really disoriented. But the one that we spent the most time on was this one particular little chamber of horrors.
The test is called computerized dynamic posturography.
That looks pretty cool. So basically, it's a sort of three-walled phone booth with a platform that you stand on. And what happens? I'm guessing that thing shakes you around a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. So the floor can move, the walls can move, and your job is not to move.
This is Dr. James Phillips, by the way. He directs the center. And he says if you have a vestibular disorder, like if your sense of balance is clinically impaired somehow, this test can really throw you for a loop. So there's actually a harness that connects you to the ceiling so you don't hurt yourself.
Clip into these guys?
Yeah.
So clipping in with carabiners to some straps that are suspended from the ceiling.
So wait, is this you getting strapped in or is Oliver getting strapped in?
We both did this one, but this is me. I went first.
The first instruction is to stand quietly with your eyes open.
So I'm standing there and I start to feel kind of woozy, like as if you had just a few drinks and you're not sure whether the ground is moving or not.
Was something happening?
Actually, no.
Okay, good.
You were but we were measuring.
Does anyone ever like fall over during that part?
Some people do.
The power of suggestion is strong. So you go through like a series of trials with slightly different instructions. There's one where just what you see changes. There's another one where the platform you're standing on moves around. You know, sometimes you're doing this with your eyes open. Sometimes you're doing it with your eyes closed. And in another one, when the way you push back with your feet on the platform actually moves the entire booth around.
You're doing such a good job of describing so many different nightmare scenarios to me. But how did Oliver do at these tests?
All right, here, Ollie, here's what we're going to do.
Ollie did pretty good.
We're going to wear this like a vest. There you go.
This feels kind of heavy.
He liked how the inside walls of this little chamber were painted to look kind of like this mountain and lake landscape scene.
Well, it looks like another planet.
All right, are you ready to try?
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Phillips had warned me that little kids in this particular test tend to be a little bit unsteady, but Oliver was actually pretty solid.
It felt like the floor was moving a lot.
Feel a little wobbly?
Yeah.
Was it scary or anything?
It didn't feel scary.
These tests all generate computer data, and Professor Phillips said Oliver and I both did really well.
Okay, so I'm proud of you. You both have good functioning inner ears, but what about the original question? Why are kids so much better on swings than adults are?
Okay, so that is how I saw this question going into this, that kids are better at something and that we lose this skill with age somehow. And I found out that's actually only partly true, and it's also kind of the opposite. So what this test illustrates is that balance isn't only what comes from your inner ear. Your brain is getting information from your inner ear, but it's also getting information from your eyes, from your ankles. And then it takes all that data and it stirs in some understanding of how matter and gravity work. And then it runs it through this little algorithm in your brain that gives you a sense of balance. And that's why you don't fall over when you're standing on the bus and it goes around a corner. And that is where kids are not as good as adults.
We have lots of expectations about the nature of the world and how that sensory information combines with information from our eyes and from our ankles, whereas kids don't. They have kind of more of an open mind.
So because they don't have as much information or as much experience, they can actually deal with it better when it gets all unstable?
I think in some situations they can do better. The conflict that we sense, they're less sensitive to.
So yeah, because kids aren't as good as understanding how the world is supposed to work, then they're more resilient when things don't work like they're supposed to, when things go off kilter, like when the world is going up and down and forward and backward when you're on a swing.
So what you're telling me is that I'm either completely underdeveloped and always have been, or I was wildly ahead of my time and that change just happened so much sooner for me. And that's why I've always hated swings.
I'm pretty sure it's the second one. And here's the thing that should make you feel a little bit better about this. The vestibular system is actually one of the most flexible parts of our brain that there is. Even well into adulthood, it's very, they call it very plastic. You know, it's adaptable. So you can train yourself. And that's why astronauts and figure skaters can go to work without, you know, vomiting all over the cockpit or all over the ice or whatever. So what that means is that all it takes is some kind of, you know, regular training regimen on the playground. You and me, 5 a.m. at the swing set. You in?
I am not in. I am not.